T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores, and as you know, I am a huge fan of the English language, but I'm also an even bigger fan of just language in general, languages, and the benefits of speaking more than one language. Well, there was a recent study that seems to show that speaking more than one language could benefit a child's executive function, especially children with autism spectrum disorder. Really interesting findings, and to give us more insight into what this means is Dr. Lucina Udin, a cognitive neuroscientist and professor at UCLA. Dr. Udin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for the invitation to chat about our work. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm always so fascinated with language and the way language works and interacts with our brains. But what can you tell us about this study? It was published in Autism Research, and it looked at kids, some with autism, some without, and looking at how their brains functioned, their executive functioning skills developed, whether or not they spoke more than one language.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's interesting about this study is we didn't set out to study language at all. This was one of these serendipitous findings where you just are completely surprised by what you see. So it wasn't the original intent to look at how language affects executive function or any of that. In fact, originally we were just trying to do a study looking at how children with autism process information and whether there's something different about their the way their brains are working when they're trying to do tasks that require them to think flexibly. So actually, it was just a study of flexibility, and we were trying to figure out, okay, what are the systems in the brain, and how does that work, and is there something going on that's challenging for kids with autism, and can we identify how the brain is able to process flexible information? So that was actually the original intent. But as we were going on and on in the study, we were collecting a lot of data, and we realized, about half of the, or a lot of the kids coming into our study came from homes where they were exposed to two languages, Spanish and English, for the most part, because the study was actually conducted at the University of Miami, where the population is a lot of the time Spanish, English, bilingual. So we didn't even set out to study this question, but we had a graduate student in the lab, Taylor Romero, who noticed all of these Spanish-speaking families, and she thought, you know what, we have so many kids here who are exposed to multiple languages, we can actually compare if there's any differences. And so we have brain data, which isn't reported in the paper here, but we could actually look at the differences in how they're performing on tasks and executive function, what their skills are like. And so she was the one who came up with the idea to split our sample into kids who only speak one language versus kids who speak multiple languages. And that's how we came to it. So it was really a serendipitous finding.
It's incredible. And just to look at the results a bit deeper, multilingual children all demonstrated better executive function than their counterparts who spoke just one language. This was regardless of whether or not the children were on the autism spectrum, but the effect was stronger for multilingual kids on the autism spectrum. Why is that? What does that mean that the executive function benefits were stronger if they were on the ASD diagnoses?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, kids who are diagnosed with autism often struggle with executive function, you know, planning for the future, setting goals and reaching them. And so that's always a struggle. So I think as a whole, most of the time when kids are diagnosed, they just have a lower kind of baseline level executive function, which means there's more room for improvement. So whereas, you know, a typically developing child with no diagnosis might already have quite high levels of executive function. So maybe the boost that they get is a little bit weaker because they're already performing at a pretty high level. And so when there's kind of more room for improvement, I think that's why we were able to see that effect stronger in the kids who are diagnosed with autism.
Dr. Lucina Udine, cognitive neuroscientist with us here on KMOX. So the idea here is that it is good for kids to try to learn multiple languages while they are children. We do know that it is easier to learn a new language when you're under the age of six, I believe. That's the number or somewhere around there. So how do you try to promote that if you don't have bilingual parents and they don't necessarily teach second languages that early to kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think you can promote it certainly by, you know, watching television shows in different languages or just, you know, kind of being exposed to, you know, just even the idea that there's other ways of thinking, right? There's other ways of speaking and communicating. And I think that actually helps kids in terms of perspective taking too, like seeing perspective of others and knowing that people might see the world differently. And we actually found a relationship between bilingualism and perspective taking in the sample as well. But there's a lot of, I think for a while, there was a lot of kind of misunderstanding about the effects of language exposure on the brain. So the idea was, you know, if your child has a neurodevelopmental condition, maybe you shouldn't confuse them by speaking multiple languages. Maybe that'll make it harder for them. But it turns out most of the evidence now suggests that's not the case, that there aren't negative effects of being exposed to multiple languages. And here, you know, we and others are starting to show there's maybe these positive effects outside of the language areas. And we weren't noticing those before. But now that we're studying them more carefully, you know, instead of recommending, hey, just speak one language, even, you know, if you're maybe you have a grandparent who speaks another language or other, you know, aunts and uncles and relatives. And instead of discouraging that exposure, now we're thinking it makes more sense to say, hey, let's have the kids learn as much as they can, because not only does it help them to learn a new language, but it might, you know, leak over to these other domains we're seeing, like executive function and also perspective taking.
You know, I'm thinking of this now because my grandfather was fluent in Serbian. And when I was older, I was like 25, 26, it occurred to me that, you know, it'd be nice if I had.
Yeah.
Actually, I was younger than that. I had a Croatian friend who lived on my dorm floor in college. And I know the languages are similar. And so I went back to my grandpa and I said, why didn't you ever teach me to speak, you know, Serbian when I was a kid? And he said, you never asked. Well, like, yeah, I'm 4 years old. I'm going to know to ask. I need to be bilingual, grandpa. So what you're saying is that if it is possible, you do have a bilingual grandparent, encourage that grandparent to speak a different language around your kid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they might learn a lot of interesting things about their background and culture, you know, as a result. Just I think a lot of times there's just a misunderstanding about, you know, what the effects are of being exposed to different languages. It's possible that it might, you know, slow the language growth in the beginning, but really there's no evidence that there's any long-term negative effects of being exposed in this way. And kids learn fast. Like you said, at that age, you can pick up multiple languages much easier than I can right now. So
frustrating.
So basically, why not?
No, it's so true.
For us.
I am so jealous. My close group of friends is very international, and I'm so jealous of all of them because all of my friends from different countries speak 2, 3, 4, 5 languages, and then there's me and my friend Craig from Chesterfield, and we only speak English, and I feel so inferior. And one of my friends, so he is from Switzerland, his wife is from Venezuela, and they lived here for a few years. They're back in Switzerland. So their daughter and son, like 2, 3, 4 years old, the father only spoke Swiss German. The mom only spoke mm-hmm. Spanish. And then in school here, they spoke English. And so mm-hmm. their daughter was 3, 4, 5 years old, completely sufficient speaking, a trilingual, speaking three languages, wasn't confused at all. And I have never felt like so inferior. She was like 5. And I'm thinking, this person is smarter than I am. I wish in the United States, kindergarten to 12th grade mandatory language. Like 2 years in high school is not enough. It doesn't do anything 2 years in high school.
That's right. I had Spanish in high school, and, you know, it's enough to say here, hello, and, you know, how are you doing? But it'd be great if we get it younger when our brains are so plastic. Yeah, that's when you can really soak it all in without even trying. It's not like the kids are studying the language. They're just soaking it up.
Right.
And we're just, you know, starting to realize not only is it great for their language, you know, to be able to communicate across different cultures and people, but just in executive function, which, you know, the idea is that if you have to manage multiple languages, you end up strengthening those kind of systems in the brain that are important for inhibiting. So you have to inhibit one language in order to use the other one. So you could, you know, strengthen your systems for inhibition more broadly and for switching between thinking, like cognitive flexibility is what we call switching. And if you're constantly switching between languages in the language domain, then maybe that transfers over to being able to switch quickly between other modes of thought to make you more flexible more broadly. And so that's the theory, if you're, you know, interested in how does this work? And we've been testing this theory and so have others. But to me, it's really interesting to, you know, to just see the practical implications of this. You know, even if we don't understand what's happening in the brain yet, we know this seems to be, there's something going on.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's so true, and I love it, and there's so many different elements, and maybe we can talk to you again about language, because like you said, I wouldn't have put it together that learning another language would help, like inhibition, aka like self-control and self-discipline, but then also being able to compartmentalize and then keep that cognitive flexibility, because man, as we get older, like your muscles get stiff, but so does your brain.
Yeah. So what if you are like Amy and I, we're old and dumb now. So what if you do, want to learn a little bit something else? Like what do we do? Is it too late?
Oh my gosh. This is important to know too. So people who speak multiple languages tend to, in studies of aging, they tend to, if they do get dementia, it's much later in life than those who are speaking only one. So it's never too late to expose yourself. And it's not just learning new languages, learning anything new, learning any new skills will keep your brain flexible and perhaps, you know, protect against dementia. There are some studies that suggest that's the case. So, you know, it's not too late, never too late.
What's a good way to do it? Take classes? Is it to use one of the apps?
Duolingo
or something like that?
There's no one way. You know, there's so many ways to train your brain. And you know, this is unrelated, but of course, as we all know, exercise keeps our brain young too. So there's all these so many ways to keep our brain flexible. But just learning a new skill, taking a new class. you know, something you haven't done before, just challenging yourself every way you can.
Dr. Lucina Udine, this is really interesting stuff, and we appreciate you taking time to talk with us, and I hope that we can do this again, and we can talk about all kinds of brain stuff, because it's super, super fascinating.
Yeah, I'm happy to, and thanks so much for having me on the show.
Dr. Udine is a cognitive neuroscientist professor at UCLA, joining us here on KMOX. And this it is interesting because not only do I wish that I spoke some Serbian, so my grandfather really dropped the ball on that. But if I had known that I was going to work in baseball for as long as I did, I really wish I had taken more Spanish. Like, because I took, you know, the required classes in high school, but I didn't go beyond that, and I really wish I would have learned more.
It's so true. And I know you know this from your partner, friend, Brad Thompson with the Cardinals, who learned French and like went to college and took French, but not Spanish, and how he said speaking French.
Well, Kevin is fluent in French.
And these are baseball
guys. It's completely useless.
Yes, he's like, why did I not take Spanish? Like, French is fine, but he's a baseball player.
Kevin Wheeler is, like, he really can speak French.
He's like,
I can't believe it.
Why would you not learn Spanish?
And
I wish I had learned Spanish.
And he lived in Miami.
What was he doing?
He lived in Miami. Why didn't you learn Spanish?
It does not matter. Pick a language. Pick French. It does not matter. It does not matter.
You bake it for, 15 minutes, 1 hour, whatever. It does not matter.
It does not matter.
All right.
Is this a recipe or not?
That's whatever you want. I don't care. Because
why did we not learn Spanish?
Oh, my gosh.
And it's so pretty.
I need to get Jacques Pepin on the show soon. We need to see if we can find him.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.